Okay, great news. Well, it's time to, as ever, have even more great news, because it's time for Dennis the Chemist. Dennis, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Mind you fine? Mind you fine.
And what delightful things are you going to be sharing with us today?
Well, the newspapers were carrying on the 14th of June. They were carrying, it was in several of the newspapers, headings like this one, which said, now sales of vitamins overtake the sales of painkillers. So this got me excited, because I've just spent my life recommending supplements to help people maintain good health. People are living longer. As they live longer, they tend to get more illnesses, just because they're in their bodies, which are older bodies. People are now not just living to the biblical 70, which works out at 70. People are living to 70, 80, 90, 100 and beyond. And there's a lot more people living these longer lives. So obviously, better food, fresh water, central heating in the winter. Some people have air conditioning in the summer. We've had antibiotics for the last 50, 60, 70, 100 years, whatever. I know we've been having a tendency to overuse antibiotics, and now specifically we should not be giving antibiotics for viruses, because they are not killed by antibiotics. And if we don't stop overusing the antibiotics, they will not be effective when we really need them, like to protect us after a hip operation. We may need antibiotics because of the seriousness of the operation, and we want the antibiotics to work. So yes, there's been much progress over the last century. And this heading, health mad Britons are buying more vitamins and mineral supplements than painkillers for the first time in years. Taking tablets for protecting joints or helping to offset an unhealthy diet has become routine, and increasing numbers of people use them to fend off illness and the effects of aging. Sales of supplements and vitamins have risen 1.8% in just the past year, and they now hit £362 million. According to the market research firm IRI. Separate analysis from researchers at Kantar World Panel puts the market in even better shape, with sales up 5.9% to £431 million. That's nearly half a billion pounds being spent on vitamins and minerals and other health-giving products to help maintain health in old age, or as this article says, to fend off illness and the effects of aging. So where does my last 50 years in my pharmacy here in Manchester, where does this tie in with what I've just read? It ties in with the fact that about 37 years ago, I got a book called Selenium as a Food and Selenium as a Medicine. And this book was about the world's rarest mineral. I know people listening, most people will have heard of magnesium, they will have heard of chromium, they will have heard of zinc. I everybody knows, you need a certain amount of iron, otherwise you become anemic. People also know you need a certain amount of calcium to give you strong bones. People know about iodine. So, yes, there are quite a few minerals and quite a few amounts of knowledge about these minerals. But I came across selenium, which is the world's rarest mineral. It's found, or should be found, in the soil, and then it gets into the food. So I know when I drive to Southport, from Manchester, I pass many fields of vegetables growing, broccoli and sprouts, potatoes, tomatoes, celery, cabbage, all these things you see growing, and they're growing in soil. And if the soil hasn't got the right minerals, then it can't get into the produce, the food, which when we then as humans eat, we need to get the minerals this way from our food and our water. So coming back to selenium, it just so happens then when the planet Earth was formed over 4 billion years ago, Great Britain, we ended up drawing the short straw. We have the lowest selenium levels in the world. It's measured in micrograms in our body. Very small amounts are needed, but without it, you can't make 25 selenium pathways. So if I tell you that Venezuela, they get through their food chain, they get 350 micrograms of selenium a day. Even the cow eating the grass, and then if they eat meat, when they eat the steak from the cow, they will be getting the selenium that the grass gave the cow when the cow was eating the grass. If you live in parts of North America, you get 250 micrograms a day. And in Japan, they get between 200 and 400 micrograms a day. Taiwan get 175 micrograms a day. And you, the listeners here in Great Britain, how much do you get a day? Well, you used to get a lousy 67, and that was coming from Canadian wheat. When we joined the common market about 40 years ago, we stopped getting the wheat from Canada, which is, 3,000 miles away, and we started getting it from Europe, from the countries in Europe in the common market, which are accessible. The channel is only 21 miles across, which is a lot nearer than 3,000 miles. So we started getting the wheat from Europe, not realizing that most of Europe also, like Great Britain, had low levels of selenium. So our 67 micrograms a day coming through Canadian wheat, when we started getting the wheat from Europe, those countries have got numbers like 59, 51, 49, 46, 42, very low levels. And so when we switched to their wheat with our lousy levels, we ended up with as a country, we have the lowest selenium levels in the world. As a country, we only get 31 micrograms a day. There is one area where they do get lower levels, an area in China called Keshan Province. We've got the lowest levels in the world as a country, but this particular province, Keshan Province, the babies, until they gave all the people living in Keshan Province a supplement, the babies were born with Keshan heart disease at birth. Because obviously the mother's food and the mother's water that she was drinking, the amount of selenium getting into the baby ended up as 20 micrograms a day. We get 31, they get 20. And that was so low that the babies, until the mothers were given supplements, the babies were being born with Keshan heart disease. And there are 25 selenium proteins that you need to make from selenium. I'll just whet your appetite with some of them. Selenium P protects your liver. Selenium K protects your kidney. Selenium S protects your skin. Thioredoxin reductase selenium, that protects your heart. And this mouthful, selenoiodothyronine deiodinase, that substance, if you can make it, if you've got enough selenium, and Great Britain has got the lowest selenium in the world, that mouthful, selenoiodothyronine deiodinase, which you can't make without selenium, that converts your thyroxin that you make in your thyroid gland, in your neck. That's called T4, and that has to be converted to the active form of thyroxin called T3. And it's difficult to do without enough selenium, because you can't make that converting substance, selenoiodothyronine deiodinase. Also, the mineral magnesium is also very helpful in doing this conversion. And there are many ladies, it seems to be ladies, who seem to get the most problem with the thyroid. And in Great Britain, there's about, I think it's 250,000 ladies who are underactive thyroid. The commonest form of underactive thyroid, named after a professor in Japan, is called Hashimoto's disease. And it's a sort of an autoimmune disease where the person's own body, own immune system, is attacking these pathways in the thyroid gland, and they become underactive. But to get the conversion of the thyroxin, the T4, to the active form T3, you need the mineral selenium in particular, and magnesium also helps. Actually, magnesium and Pharma Nord, the Danish company that have been selling their products in Denmark, they all health food products have to be made to pharmaceutical standards. So I've been selling the tablet called Seleno Precise, this precise amount of selenium, 200 millionths of a gram a day, which added to the lousy 31 that we're getting through the British soil, brings our levels up to a very respectable 231 micrograms of selenium a day. And because many people are low in zinc, and zinc's involved in 200 pathways, Pharma Nord make another product called BioSelenium with zinc. And in that product, you can get your selenium with your zinc ready combined. So Pharma Nord, the Danish company who make pharmaceutical products, they really are at the forefront of making health products to pharmaceutical standards. And I just mentioned three of them. They're biomagnesium, which gives you the mineral magnesium, which actually, magnesium is in more pathways than any other mineral. It's in 325 pathways. And a lot of them are helping the nervous system to function. So they can be given for neurological type problems. You can take two of the biomagnesium tablets from Pharma Nord. You can even go as high as four a day. You may get a little loose bowel on four a day. May do. You don't necessarily get it. But when you take biomagnesium, I have many customers who are able to stop getting migraines, because biomagnesium acts as prevention of migraines, which is wonderful, to be able to prevent getting migraines, which so many people are prone to. There's a herb called feverfew, which is also very famous at preventing people getting migraines. And I will mention one more ingredient, vitamin B number 2, called riboflavin hydrochloride. If you take 4 of the 100 milligram riboflavin tablets a day, then that also helps to prevent migraine. And even the Pharmanol product Bioquinone Q10 Gold, which isn't a mineral, but it's a natural substance that we make in our liver, and as we pass the age 21, then we start to make less, and it gives us our energy. And by the time we're 40, our Q10 levels, this substance made in our liver that gives us energy, and Pharmanol make the supplement, Bioquinone Q10 Gold, 100 milligram. If you take three of those a day, one with your breakfast, one with your lunch, and one with your evening meal, this has many properties. By taking this dose, it can help reduce greatly the chance of heart failure deaths. It can also help angina, can also help high blood pressure, because it's giving the aging body energy. But in Russia, they found if you take three capsules a day of 100 milligram, one with your breakfast, one with your lunch, and one with your evening meal, then it can reduce over 3 months. Even very bad migraine of getting them, it can reduce the chance of getting them by 50%. So you can see, I can see why the sales of vitamins are overtaking painkillers. Because people are wanting to take control of their own health. I know as a pharmacist for 51 years, one minute I was 23, now I'm approaching 76, so I'm 4 years off 80. I don't feel 4 years off 80 because I've been taking these Pharmanol products. I've been taking the selenium for well over 20 years. I heard the World Authority in Geneva, Switzerland, about 22 years ago at a lecture I was at. He was talking about the benefits of taking magnesium. So I started taking magnesium. And you can see that over the years, I realize now from the chemistry that I was learning over this period, I've had very good help from the Pharmanol products. My mother, without any Alzheimer or dementia, obviously when I tell you what she was able to do, right up to her death at 92, she did all the bookwork for my busy pharmacy here in Manchester. She did VAT deduction cards, working out tax code A and B to do all the wages. She did all the invoicing. She wrote the checks and paid the bills right up to her death at 92, which is unbelievable. And my uncle, he also was taking, like my mother, the Bioquinone Q10 Gold. They took three a day, one with the breakfast, one with the lunch, one with the evening meal. They took a tablet of the Soleno Precise, and my uncle died at 99. Once again, absolutely compass mentis. No loss of memory, no hint of dementia or Alzheimer, because these substances have many, many health-giving properties. They are antioxidants. What are antioxidants? They are against oxidants. What are oxidants? Oxidants cause oxidative damage. In other words, they're stopping oxygen from damaging us. I mean, oxygen we need to breathe 18 times a minute. If we don't breathe, then we die. So we definitely need oxygen. But oxygen is a dangerous substance, because if you scratch a car and leave it in the rain overnight, it'll start to become rusty. If you bite into an apple and the phone goes in, you put the apple down and you're on the phone for 2 minutes, when you come back, the broken skin of the apple, which was white where you were enjoying it, has now turned brown. That's the oxygen from the air, the same oxygen we breathe in, is damaging the apple. It's called oxidative damage. And you need antioxidants in your body to protect you. So vitamin C and vitamin E, and Pharmanol make bio-vitamin C, and they make bio-vitamin E. So all these antioxidants are protecting us, and people are living longer and longer. Yes, part of it is better housing and better food and the availability of food and the availability of fresh fruit and vegetables. And with aeroplanes and ships, we now have much more fruit and vegetables, unusual ones, coming in from all over the world. And people are smoking less because, you know, smoking cigarettes, they don't even, the tobacco doesn't even grow in Great Britain. It's brought from thousands of miles away, and then companies wrap it up in paper. They're called cigarettes. You may have heard of them. People actually set fire to one end of the cigarette. They put the other end in their mouth and they inhale the smoke. You ask any fireman, when he walks into a fire, does he breathe in the smoke? He says, no, certainly not. I have special, very expensive masks to protect me from breathing in the smoke. But 12 million people in Great Britain still set fire to cigarettes every day and breathe in the smoke. I'm allowed to preach like this because chemists up to about the year 2006 were the suppliers of oxygen. Out of the 12,000 chemist shops, about 4,000, like me, were supplying oxygen. And I was lugging cylinders of oxygen for about 35 years. And each cylinder weighs about 30 pounds. So one in each hand, I was lugging 60 pounds of metal cylinder from my car down the path to the patient's house and dragging them upstairs and then bringing the empties down from the previous supply. And he was having 8 cylinders a week. This is just one of the 14 sets I had out. And so it was like building the pyramids, the work that people were doing. And there are firms, obviously, still delivering oxygen. But the point I'm making is, I'm using this moment just to say, please, yes, sales of vitamins have overtaken painkillers, vitamins and minerals, they help. But if you smoke, protect your lungs. Do not get emphysema. Emphysema, now known as COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, is a terrible disease where the little grape-like sacs of your lungs are damaged by the smoke. Your lungs should be covering, if you stretch them out, with all the little grape-like sacs where you breathe in the oxygen. Those grape-like sacs, the surface area to obtain the oxygen that you breathe in, actually stretch out to the area of a tennis court. Yes, your lungs will stretch out to the area of a tennis court. But if you keep smoking, then all the little sac-like, grape-like sacs get damaged and you end up with the area of a snooker table, which is a much smaller area than the tennis court. And that's why you become breathless and you're in a wheelchair and you will be on oxygen and you'll need drugs to try and help you breathe. But all that can be stopped if you stop smoking. Also, wear the right masks, because other people get lung damage from cement powder. And you see tough builders working on roofs and working on the pavements, and they're using pneumatic drills, and they don't wear the masks, or they wear cheap, called Martindale smog masks. They cost about a pound. They just don't stop the amount of powder and filth which is damaging your lungs. Because remember, your lungs are a cul-de-sac. There's no way out for all this stuff. We're still finding people taking ill from breathing in asbestos from 35 years ago. I will mention one of the Pharmanord products that helped to get back the elasticity. Another very powerful antioxidant, 50 times stronger than vitamin C and 20 times stronger than vitamin E, is the Pharmanord product called Biopycnogenol. Think of pick your nose to remember that word. Biopycnogenol is from the bark of a tree from Bordeaux in France. The plantation was planted by Napoleon 200 years ago. And I went there, Pharmanord sent me there with the Daily Mail and the Express journalists about 14 years ago to see the bark being made into a tablet. And it's wonderful as a powerful antioxidant. It will help if you take Biopycnogenol, the name of the tablet, it will help protect diabetics from diabetic retinopathy. It will help the lungs regain some of their elasticity, and the smokers and people with emphysema, because it enables the recovery of the cell. It helps to stop you getting wrinkles in old age. It's marvellous for circulation. It helps to improve your memory. It even works like the medicine Viagra for erectile dysfunction in men. And it's even made by PharmaNord as a tablet called Prelox, which stands for Pycnogenal Recovery of Erectile Loss.
And that is where we need to actually hold it, Dennis, because time has once again eluded us. But again, going from tennis courts to Pycnogenol via a variety of other bits and pieces, I trust you've had a reasonably interesting mini lecture.
It just makes you realise what wonderful work PharmaNord, their products made to pharmaceutical standards, are helping so many people. They're available in health food stores and pharmacists. The PharmaNord brand.
And you'll be back with us next week, all being well.
All being well.